Morning, Jade.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you?
Oh, I'm going very well, thank you. We've got a different round of NRL this week because of State of Origin on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So there's only four games, isn't there?
That's it. There's only four games.
Doesn't matter, though. They'll all be exciting.
They will be, as always.
We kick off tonight with number 14, the Titans, at home on the Gold Coast, to number 3, the Cowboys. Now, you would expect on the ladder that the Cowboys should win this, but they didn't win last week, so maybe the Titans, if they're on, could cause a bit of an upset.
I don't think so, Kimmy. I think the Cowboys, after getting beaten by the mighty Panthers last week, will come back out. They've got a few guys out, but they've got some a few guys back in too, and Tom Lomo will be playing, I think. So I think the Cowboys will still get the chocolates there for sure.
I was really surprised that they went down to the Panthers to the score they did last week, Jade.
Yeah, look, I was a little bit disappointed, being how good they've been playing. But Penrith just seems to just put that stranglehold on people. And at 22-0, it didn't seem like that. It just seemed like they just kept going about their business and got it done. So Penrith's defence is just out of this world at the moment. And that just shows the Cowboys have been a great attacking side, and they couldn't break that defence. So it just shows how much the boys are turning up for them.
And you know what I love about watching the Panthers? When they get a run on and they keep passing that ball out, gee, that looks good.
It does. Look, they're just backing up. They're doing everything right at the moment. You don't win the comp in May, but look, we're going a long way to go back-to-back, that's for sure.
Speaking of the Panthers, they're on Friday night against the poor old Bulldogs, number 16 on the ladder.
Yeah, look, the Dogs are very, very disappointing. They've got a side that looks like it should go okay on paper, and it just hasn't at all. Even with the Panthers, with six players out due to State of Origin commitments, the players that are coming in already, they've been around the players, they've been in the team, they know what's happening. Young Kurt Falls, he's a great kid. He gets his debut on the weekend. He'll probably be the goal kicker, and Sean O'Sullivan in the halves with him. I think they'll just be way too strong for the Dogs.
Yeah, I think so too. Poor old Doggies, you got to feel for them a little bit.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Now, on Saturday, it's the Manly Sea Eagles up against the New Zealand Warriors. Now, 11-12 on the ladder, so it should be a nice tight game. Once again, the Warriors, you never know.
Yeah, you just never know with the Warriors. I'm going to take Manly. It's Manly home game. Daly Cherry Evans will be out with State of Origin duties, but I think they've still got enough players there to win there. Like you said, the Warriors, they're up and down. You don't know who's playing, not playing. And I just think the Seagulls, Schuster is going to get his chance at 5'8", and I believe that he's the 5'8" of the future with Kieran Foran moving on next year. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes and if he's up to it at 5'8". He's been coming off the bench or playing second row, but 5'8"'s where he wants to be, and it'll be good for him to showcase his abilities on the weekend.
All right, and then Sunday's game, it's the Canberra Raiders at home to the Roosters. Now, I tell you what, the Roosters have been a little bit up and down.
Yep.
The Raiders are starting to find a bit of form.
Yep.
Should be a good match.
It should be a great match. Look, I chose the Roosters last week when I was tipping against the Sharks, and I went and then switched my own tips, being that it was a Sharks home game. So otherwise, I would have got a full round. I thought the Roosters were really, really good last week. And Canberra have come good, and look, they've been playing really well. But I think without Jack Whiten, he's been back, and that I think he's been a big plus to the team. With him out, and the Roosters haven't really lost that many, their halves combinations are still there this weekend. Roosters have still got a very, very strong side. Unfortunately, Kimmy, I think the Roosters are just going to... I think it'll be a tight one, but I think the Roosters will take it.
Well, I hope the Raiders take it.
Yeah, I hope they do too, but I think the Roosters will.
And you know, Saturday I'm going to go for an upset with the Warriors win.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with the Panthers.
Yes.
And I'm going to go for an upset tonight with the Titans beating the Cowboys.
Wow, I like it, Kimmy.
Just putting myself out there.
Why
a little
not?
Bit.
Have a go.
Head on the chopping block. You'll probably have a lot of fun with me next week.
Yeah, we'll see how we go.
All right, mate. Well, that's round 13 of NRL, so look forward to your company next week, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Kimmy.